I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined on the line by Sam. Sam.
Finally, my friend.
Are you talking about finally on the pod or finally?
Everything, just finally. This was a great day.
This was a great day, man. It's a lot of excitement heading into this game. I thought the intro for this one where the Raptors began game one of 82 with a 116-104 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know why this game was that close because, like, the Cavs, I can't believe they shot 39 free throws.
Well, they attacked really aggressively.
Yeah.
And they got into the paint a lot.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of offensive rebounds. I mean, they were all around the basket.
Yeah. But, I mean, it felt like this game was, like, never in doubt. You know what I mean? Like,
no, never.
The Raptors were just, like, clearly the better team. They just, like, just executed way better. Second quarter, third quarter, probably their best quarters in terms of just their overall effort. But just, yeah, I mean, it feels nice to get it out of the way, man. I mean, the excitement for this game, just heading into it, man. Like, the intros, like, when Kawhi Leonard got, like, massive cheers for just doing anything. Like, him just, like, he was not very good in the first quarter. He was just bricking shots. But people are still cheering for him, man. It's, I don't know,
well,
man.
It was good support, man. Like, he's obviously rusty. He's obviously had, like, a year off. He played a handful of games last year. There's a lot of pressure on him this year, regardless of what anyone says. Like, and I'm sure he's up for the task, but, you know, he's rusty. He hasn't played aggressively, or not aggressively, but he hasn't played since when? Like, February last year? So, like, we're going on almost, like, 9 months. And he had to ease his way in. That they're okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
sorry, I had, like, autoplay video in my ear.
I was going to say, yeah. I was wondering if that was me, because I had, like, a whole bunch of shit opened up. Yeah, I mean, look, I think the only thing that worries about Kawhi right now is that he's, like, not necessarily within the flow of the offense, right? Like, when he's getting his points, a lot of them are, like, in isolation or, like, getting in the post and stuff like that, where, like, he kind of, like, takes his time and, like, assesses. I still think he's effective doing that, but I just think that, like, I'm not entirely sure what it will take for him to get into the flow. I think right now his jumper is not, like, where he wants it to be fully. And so if he has that back, then, you know, he can be more of, like, a spot-up guy. You know, they can run some plays where he's coming off screens and stuff like that. But he's, I don't know, man. He likes to survey the floor and he likes to attack that way. I don't think we should be too surprised because this is kind of how he played in San Antonio as well. And clearly he was effective doing that. So.
Well, absolutely. And I have two thoughts on that. The first thought was his shot's a little bit ugly. Isn't it? It's got, like, a little bit of a hitch or something in it. Maybe it was the stream I was watching, but it didn't look super fluid. Mm. Oh my God, what was my second point?
I mean, going back to that point, well, while you think about your second point, I think it's not so much a hitch with it, so much as that, like, his arms are so long, and then he has, like, a very low arcing shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah.
it either swishes perfectly, and it's, like, one of those, like, I don't want to compare him to Michael Jordan, but it's, like, a similar, like, big hands, like, low arcing jumper like MJ. But then when it misses, I don't know. Like, it's...
I remember my second point now.
Okay.
You know, a lot was said about Nurse's playbook, how we reduced it to 10 plays. Mm. It just feels like that was. I mean, it was on purpose, but part of that was like, okay, we got this new guy in Kawhi, mm-hmm. we got another new guy in Danny. They're going to be huge integral parts of this offense going forward. You know, with everything else going on, with him coming back from injury, let's simplify it with 10 plays. That had this team completely look different than, you know, the last 6 or 7 years.
Right.
That we've been watching them, and let him ease his way back in. You know, maybe they can figure a few things out throughout the season and work on some stuff. But it felt like a ploy to help him kind of ease into, you know, different team, different philosophy, different teammates.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And look, I think we're highlighting some of the negatives, really, just because the expectations are, like, incredibly... I could have sworn the Raptors signed LeBron this offseason, but No, I mean, he still had a nice game, like 24 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists. Yeah. Like, you can't really complain about that. I really like that he played 37 minutes and didn't really show much fatigue. Like, for a guy who only played 9 games last year, that's a real positive sign. I just think that, like, you know, once he gets sort of more rhythm with the rest of the team, and, like, there were times, you could see the starting lineup, man. Like, there's a couple of possessions where Kyle Lowry is dribbling the ball, like, yeah, barking at his players off the ball. They don't really know who to screen for who, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that stuff will come, and I think even last year the Raptors were a little bit sloppy to start the year, but it's promising on that end for sure.
Definitely promising. And, you know, you brought up Lowry. I mean, he's not going to shoot 80% from the field the rest of the season, but, like, didn't he complete?
It's one of the best games I've seen from Lowry in a while.
It might be one of his, like, top five regular season games in a Raptor jersey. Like, he looked like a completely different type of player, and maybe this is more of a hot take than an astute observation. But like, you know, the system that he's playing in right now, it didn't look like he did any of those, like, that hero ball type stuff the last few years, where, you know, he'd be pushing really frantically to try to make some contact, get to the rim, make something happen.
Yeah,
everything came in, like, this really fluid, kind of natural.
Yeah.
Natural way to him, and here's my hot take: has the system he'd been in kept them down? You know, like, you know, we have a new offense. Last year started to look a little bit better for him, but if something else would have been in place for the last 5-6 years, like, you know, would Lowry be like a top 10 player in the league rather than a top 10, 20, top 25?
I probably wouldn't go that far. I think only last season was the year where, like it wasn't really set up for him last year. You know what I mean? I think, like, that was some of the slippage there too. But I feel like the way he played today was, like, very much like 2015, 2016, where, like, he averaged 22 points a game. Like, that was probably his best season of his career.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too debatable. But, yeah, I mean, like, this is, like, a vintage Lowry performance. It feels weird to say vintage because I guess he's still only, like, 32. But, like, like, the transition threes or whatever, like, that's always great, and it's almost like a heat check for him. But the fact that he could actually drive to the basket again is just very nice. Like, he was slashing to the rim at every opportunity, started the game, really setting the tone, and then even later in the game, setting the tone. And I think part of that has to do with, like, the way the Cavs played defense. Like, they really wanted to keep everything on one side of the floor and then switch things and then have people attack one-on-one. And so I think that's why you saw a lot of Lowry attacking one-on-one. I think that's why you saw Van Vliet attack one-on-one, and just those two guys together. I mean, shit, if Lowry can drive like this all season, like, it's 60 wins. Like,
maybe. You know what I really liked about his drives? Like, he had a nice little stutter step on three or four drives where it completely, like, the last one is really vivid. I think I even tweeted it, where, like, he came off the high pick or something, and then I think was on him, and he did, like, this one stutter step. I don't know, kind of fake going right, but then he went left and completely just had him on his hip the whole drive.
Right.
That feels like a new piece to his game.
Yeah.
Or at least a lot more polished than what we've seen in the last couple seasons.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be nice. The only small concern I have with Lowry going to the basket is his durability. Like, I want to see if that holds up for him. Like, I thought last year, part of why he was so fresh for the playoffs was that, you know, he wasn't, like, going to the basket as much. You know, he was mostly shooting threes. Today, I mean, whatever, the threes fell, but the fact that he can go to the rim is very nice. I thought the Raptors as a whole probably could have gotten a couple more free throw attempts. I thought the Raptors drove pretty hard at the rim, you know. I thought they could do better. Pascal, I thought, was kind of a standout guy for me as well. Just he only played 20 minutes, which I thought he probably should have played more.
Yeah.
Man, when he was out there, those 20 minutes, I mean, 13 points, 6 of 8 shooting, hit his only 3 of the game, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, plus 11. Wow. Like,
yeah,
he was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal, and like, Cleveland had absolutely no answer for him.
Yeah.
Early in the first, I think Love got the better of him on a few possessions, but, you know, he really got into his own. Like,
right.
Gives you corner threes. He takes 2 steps from the 3-point line. He does a little, you know, nice little finger roll like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yo, that drive around Love was like, I don't know how he did that. Like, it was freaky. Like, it was like Giannis like.
It was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And he's so stretchy and long.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, it feels like he's not strong enough to be a real threat defensively on, you know, bigs.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can mix things up and just keep them on their toes, like, he's probably going to give more than he's going to give up. So
right.
I'm really excited. I just the Raptors just generally historically haven't been really good with their bigs.
Mm-hmm.
And they always get them bulkier and stuff and slows them down. So, yeah. You know, I hope they don't do that with Siakam.
Yeah, no, they're not going to do that with Siakam. I think the quickness and everything like that is like is major skill. I thought there's one stretch in the third quarter, and I think I clipped it and I tweeted it out, where it's just like Siakam like attacks a closeout, goes around low. That was that like Giannis like play we talked about. And then going the other way, he picks up George Hill on a switch, stops him at the rim. They get the rebound. And then he like sprints down the floor again.
Yeah.
There wasn't even really a fast break. It was just like he just kept pushing the pace. Yeah. And then eventually, like, he drew two defenders at the right before he got to the rim, kicked out to Kawhi in the corner for Kawhi's only three. And it was like that amount of energy and that spurt, like, it's just. I love Pascal's great, man. He's a great piece. And I'm happy he got the start today, too, because I think part of that was matchup based.
I was surprised, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's like partially matchup based. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Cavs started big with Tristan and Love, so the Raptors went with JV and Pascal. But, like, I don't know, man. I would be intrigued to see him more and more often. You know what I mean? Like, even against wings, I think he could still do some of those drives. Like, he can go over the top of smaller players easily. And against bigger guys, like, he can cross them up like Kevin Love and go to the rim, like. It's a lot there with Pascal. It's a lot there. I think you and I both picked him for most likely to break out this year, right?
Yeah. I think so. I tried to get him in my fantasy draft, but ran out of money.
Sneaky guy for fantasy this year could be Danny Green.
You know, I was going to say, like...
Yeah. Two steals, two blocks. I thought his activity was just was really vital.
Two steals, two blocks, three trays. Like, mm-hmm. Yep. And he was... He played a lot of gritty defense.
Yeah.
Who was it? I can't remember. Someone beat him off the dribble. He recovered, blocked him from behind.
Mm.
But he was in a lot of plays. Like he was just like all over the court.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And like this is weird. Like we're not used to this kind of like perimeter defense. Where
we're not used to actual 3-and-D players.
When DeMar would get beat off the dribble, it's like that's gonna be a floater in the paint, right?
Or something.
But here, no, he ran it back, ran him down. It's a little bit of a tear to the eye. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, yo, when I watch him, I'm just like, yo, this is what DeMar Carroll should have been.
Yeah.
Like I'm like I can't believe we paid $60 million for DeMar Carroll and then we just get Danny Green as a throw-in for Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, whatever. We'll just take Danny Green as well. Like, yeah, he's really solid, man. I could really see him closing a lot of games too. His experience is really nice. And then,
what'd you think of Ibaka off the bench? Sorry to.
Man. I mean, it's so weird because I felt like he was doing all the right things defensively. Like two steals, mm-hmm. three blocks. Is like a true indication of how he's playing. But then, like, we just know he's not good at defensive rebounding. Like he went for some offensive rebounds that kind of took him out of some. Transition possessions,
yep.
And then just offensively, man, the guy was like 0-8 to start. Like it was ugly. So like, man, was Serge? I've just come to accept it with Serge. Like when you expect something out of Serge, just like only expect 2/3 of that. Like take whatever your expectation is, and then just like take out 1/3 of it because he's only really gonna go 2 of 3 things that you want him to do, and sometimes he's gonna do one.
Yeah,
like it's, I don't know.
I liked him coming off the bench.
Yeah, me too.
In the first quarter, I thought it was nice to see him run with some younger legs.
Mm-hmm.
I
was a bit surprised that he closed the game over JV. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Cleveland had that weird lineup to close the lane. Anyways, whatever. It didn't really matter. I think is what it was.
Right.
But he had that one nice kick out when he was in, you know, he was like 6 feet from the basket. He kicked it out to Green, who nailed the three.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Jesus, we haven't seen Ibaka ever do that. Every time he gets the ball, it's a complete black hole, right?
Yeah.
And he went 2 for 10, but I had no problem with this game today.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, like, we're going to get Ibaka. We got to expect it. He's going to do... some good, some bad, and it is what it is. But I really like him coming off the bench.
Yeah, me too. And I think it's, I think look, they're still going to shuffle it. Like there's still going to be nights. Like I think the next game against the Celtics, I think he's probably going to start against Horford. But like, and he's had some success against Horford in the past. But yeah. I mean, like, yeah, for the most part, like I think JV's better than him. Yo, that baseline pass by JV to OG. Oh. Like, where the fuck did that come from?
It was a Jokic pass, huh?
Yeah, jeez. I was, like, actually, like, just, like, I audibly gasped. I was like, oh, my God, this is...
I had no idea what happened. I was like, how did... What?
I feel like, JV is that one guy where going from Dwayne Casey to Nick Nurse, it's, like, the biggest difference. It was, like, you know, you heard it last year, right? Like, JV was like, man, this new offense changed my life. Like, you could literally see for, like, the first... 4 years of his career, like JV was kind of like miserable playing basketball.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, yo, go out there, beat Reggie Evans with the scoring touch. And like now he's like, oh, I'll have straight the ball in the post. Yeah. And then I'll actually like, man, he's had a lot of passes in preseason. And I was hoping to see it in the regular season as well. Like that dime to OG is probably the best pass
in his career. Yeah. Under the rim. That was great.
Because there's like no room. He has like a foot of space to throw that pass.
Yeah. And sorry. And also he did another one where, was it first or second quarter? He came off the pick, got the ball into the paint. Defender rotated, and I think he found Siakam again or OG, one of those two.
Right. Or maybe Danny, I think.
No, you know what? I think it was Siakam. He found him under the rim for just like an open dunk.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, great that was play. Beautiful. This was like a complete revelation. Mm-hmm. One other thing I was thinking about is like, was Casey holding back on us last year? Like, Nurse was like, hey, we could do this, and this, and make this awesome, and, you know, we can do this, and these plays. And Casey's like, okay, just settle down, bro. Like, we'll do these three things. And like, he implemented this offense last year. You know, maybe he's still here. This year. I don't know. I'm completely a dick about it, but, like, it was just... And, you know, you had the benefit of Kawhi and Danny this year, which you didn't have last year, but... Like, yeah, for sure. You still could have ran a lot of this last year.
Yeah, you could have. You could have. I mean, that's the funny thing about the Dwayne Casey's like Coach of the Year thing, right? Like, he gets Coach of the Year and he gets praised for like changing the offense, and it's like, who changed the offense though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you win Coach of the Year, you get fired and you get replaced with an assistant. It's kind of like, it's really damning to be like, hey, what really happened was this. But anyway. We're not here to talk about Dwayne Casey. You know, congratulations to Dwayne for his first win. A nail biting win over the Brooklyn Nets.
Nets without Carroll. Yeah.
Oh my lord. Yo, Damari Carroll. He got too many references in this podcast, but he's out for the season now. Like, how the hell did he get paid $60 million, man? It's got to be the worst contract.
He had a good season last year while he flamed his wheel. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah. Oof, look at this team. Reggie Jackson, 7 of 20. Good luck, Dwayne.
Yeah, someone let us know how the Detroit offense looks.
They were supposed to modernize the offense and shoot a lot of threes. Today there were 6 of 24.
How many Drummond missed?
Drummond actually hit one. His first career three-pointer, 1 for 3. The issue was the whole bench hit only one, and Reggie Jackson was 2 for 9. I mean, going from Kyle Lowry to Reggie Jackson I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
That's rough. Too much Pistons in Casey.
Yeah. Let's hand out the stars.
Yeah, do it. Want me to go or you want to go?
Yeah, go get the first star.
I'm gonna give it to Lowry.
Yeah, that's easy. That's got to be Lowry, man.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'll probably hand the second star to Kawhi, to be honest. I mean, look, again, I sound disappointed, but the guy had 24 and 12. Like, it's not a bad game by any means.
And a couple dimes.
Yeah.
No, it's perfect. I thought he did really well. Yeah. You know, he missed some shots, but that's just rust.
Yeah.
Like, he was getting the shots that he wanted off. And the season continues, I think those, like, a lot of those drop.
Yeah, I think like it's just he got off to a slow start. If you take out the little bit of the slow start, he actually had a pretty efficient game. But
yeah.
And then who you got for third star?
I'm gonna go Danny Green.
Yeah,
I just appreciated the perimeter defense, like the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's so communicative.
Yep, for sure.
He was settling down a Ibaka in one sequence. You know, just talking with everybody. I really appreciate that. It just feels like, You know, you bring in guys from like the Spurs who've won championships, who've been relevant for like, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. And some of that's going to rub off with these guys, and they're going to be able to impart some like learnings and wisdoms, and kind of like they've been here, right? Like these guys. Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. How about you? They know what to do too. Like that's the one thing with the Raptors, some of the younger guys, like they still make mistakes. Like,
sure.
I thought even Fred today, like after a hot start, he started forcing a shot a little bit. I thought Norm just kept fouling people for no, like, how do you have four fouls in 12 minutes, man? Like he weren't even guarding anybody. It's not like LeBron's still on that team.
Dude, his box score is ridiculous. Zero rebounds, zero assists, zero steals, zero turnovers, four fouls.
Yeah.
2 of 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I missed a long right. I'll say that much, but
yeah.
All right, and then Gerald Henderson for the opposing team. I don't know, probably Chetty Osmond, man. That guy was pretty impressive. Sure. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 10 shooting, 2 threes. I mean, I know he was a minus 21, but I thought he was one of the best minus 21 performances I've seen.
Well, he had a lot of usage. He was really nice. I liked him. I guess texting LeBron all summer.
Yeah.
Kept his chi up. He looked good, though.
He looked good. Yeah, he pushed the pace.
Hood was scaring me in the first quarter.
I mean, that's Hood, though. Like, he has all these great moments, and you're like, man, he was impressive today. And you look at the stat line, he's 5 of 13. You're like, with 1-2 rebounds and assists. He's basically Terrence Ross. He's left-handed Terrence Ross.
He's a lefty Terrence Ross. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like Terrence Ross. Like, he's got he's skinny, and he's got a big head.
Yep. All right. The former Raptors getting slandered. All right. Well, that does for the podcast. Sam, great job.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping out. Contribute to the Raptors Public Patreon page, please. Yeah. Please do it, man. I mean, you'll get less ads. It's good for you, and it's good for everyone else as well.
Yeah, and we appreciate everyone who's chipped in already.
Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. All right. On to the next one.
Later.